بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، ثم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين المحمود الأحمد أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم in a narration has said, كل أمر في بال لم يبدأ فيه ببسم الله فهو أبتر. The translation is, any business, any affair, any amr, any work which does not begin with Bismillah, it will turn out to be fruitless. That is to say, if you would like to succeed and benefit from what we are doing, we should start our business with the blessed word of Bismillah. Of course, there are some who do not acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they are successful in this life. But in the hereafter, this worldly success will not benefit them at all. When we begin any work with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we declare first and foremost that our goal is to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second, we are asking Allah's help and guidance throughout the course of our work. And third, we are putting our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hand for the best outcome. To emphasize the importance of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Islam, in our religion, it is sufficient to say that the first verse of the Quran is Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim in Surah Al-Fatiha. And every chapter of the Quran, except the chapter of At-Tawbah, begins with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam wrote a letter to the Queen of Saba, he began his letter with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The Prophet Nuh alayhi salam began sailing his ark with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. During the flood of Nuh, the Prophet Nuh had to sail his ark while the believers were on board in stormy water. The storm was so violent, with the waves in the size of mountain. But the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, with the Bismillah, sailed the ark safely in that stormy water. Quran in Surah Al-Hud, verse 41 says, وقال اركبوا فيها بسم الله مجراها ومرساها. And the Prophet Nuh said to his follower, board on the ship. And then Nuh alayhi salam, with the name of Allah, sailed and anchored the boat. If the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, with the power of the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, sailed the ark in the stormy water safely, shouldn't we begin our daily affairs with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.